As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, July the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I do have good news, hard facts, and perhaps some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on the air. You can also, I think it's option two, click on that. If you have unlimited long-distance access, you can take Oracle Broadcasting and become vocal on the road with you on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and again, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost, that's like become vocal local, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll be glad to get your emails. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Gentlemen, thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold was slapped below the $950 level, and it's now crab walking in $930 territory as the equity rally ostensibly continues and the U.S. dollar rises. Flash trading is taking the heat. Any excuse works when you're working inside of a casino. Federal Reserve banking system continues to draw fire from Congress. We'll talk a little bit about that. Man's role in changing the face of the earth, the all-seeing eye in the sky. Of course, we'll go back and visit with that. Take a look at some secret societies information to give you a little bit better foundation on some of that. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into the market reports now for Wednesday, July the 29th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off its already low closing yesterday. We started out yesterday in the 950s, almost in the 960s range, but we surely didn't end there. But off its closing yesterday by $3.40, now trading back down in the $930 range at $933.60. Silver lost a dime, trades at $13.61 so far this morning. Platinum losing $24, trading at $1,169 an ounce. Palladium losing $5, trading at $252 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, miserable kettle of fish, $932.30 for a low, $939.80 for a high, a $7.50 spread. But take heart, little flock, at $933.60, gold is still up $17 year-on-year, returning 1.85% on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London, you know, it's amazing watching that. They set the gold price for this morning at $935.50, and we're going to have to struggle to reach that level. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday morning, July the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a caller, William, from New York. Good morning, William. How are you doing today?
Quite fine. I was listening to your show from Monday. I caught it on the rebound. You're reading an article from 1955 by Gutkind. I couldn't catch the name.
Yes, the name is Gutkind, or you could Gutkind, perhaps, something like that. I don't really, I've never met him, don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's G-U-T. K-I-N-D, it's E-A, Gutkind, and I'm going to continue from that article today. It's titled, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation, and it is the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth from Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. And the book that I've got, William, is a university library book that was taken out of circulation, and it was donated to my library by a listener.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to read that. You're moving a little fast for me. G-U-T, the last name.
Yeah, G-U-T-K-I-N-D.
Gutkind.
Yeah, Gutkind. A good German name, probably.
Yeah, if you want to be nice. Yeah. Probably a good child.
Yeah, very, very, very close. That's right. a very good child. This was the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, and it was made possible, interestingly enough, by funds granted by the Wenner Gren Foundation. That's Wenner, W-E-N-N-E-R, dash Gren Foundation for Anthropological Research, Incorporated. It's a foundation endowed for scientific, educational, and charitable purposes. Publication of this volume has been aided by a grant from the National Science Foundation of the United States, and neither foundation is the author or publisher of the volume, blah, blah, blah. But it's very interesting, William, because if you'll go in and take the time on your browser, on the internet, if you have such, look up this Wenner Gren Foundation. I think you'll be amazed at how deep that little rabbit hole goes.
Okay. Sounds good. And also, this article referenced a 1951 address by someone else.
Yes, Dr. E. D. Adrian in his presidential address. Yes, it's Adrian.
Okay, presidential.
Yes, in his presidential address to the 1954 meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science.
British Association for the Advancement of Science.
Yes. Which would also be a very interesting little bit of a browser study.
Yes, it would, especially because I think what you do is a great expose in the history of ideas.
Yes.
With lots of hard facts, too.
Well, there are a lot of hard facts thrown in there, but what I'm trying to do, particularly with the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, which was created to support what was the rise of the Third Reich, and with books like this, the Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, this symposium, this is all foundational material for the development of the United Nations Agenda 21, finally coalesced, if you will, and brought into treaties in 1992. So these are fundamental building blocks upon which this 21st century framework has been erected.
Interesting. you've read from the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences before. That was, I think, a 1934 edition?
Yeah, I think it is. I'd have to look and see quickly. I don't memorize it. I think it's 1932 or 34, somewhere right in there. And I have
an article that you read earlier on, revolution and social change.
Yes, revolution and revolution and counter-revolution. Very, very foundational material.
Right, and that was, you say that was started in Germany in, that was in Germany in the 30s this was started?
Yes, and earlier than that too. It goes all the way back to Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels, the idea of revolution and counter-revolution. They published a work by that title, and in that they cast aspersions on Condé and Comte and many others, all of the people that they considered to be utopians within the socialist branch, and they advanced the idea of revolution as being the modus operandi of the future, and we can see how successful they were. But at the same time, the socialist concept, it just advances step by step by step, and it matters little whether they overthrow a country with revolution or whether they do it by gradualism, as the United States was taken down, it's still the same result when it's in place.
Yeah, you just went the same direction that I was heading. Since I saw this in 1934, and we get a number of the same sorts of things happening here, although it's more of a Fabianism by far, and Brave New World, which is even more frightening. But I was wondering if you could tie that into if that could be tied into Operation Paperclip as well.
Well, I'm not as familiar with Operation Paperclip as I'd like to be. I'm going to be joined by Daryl Eberhardt, on next Wednesday, and hopefully he'll be able to come back for a few Wednesdays in a row to try and lay out some of the Catholic angle in all of this. But there are many directions to power, and wherever power is accessible, there will be somebody that's going to reach for that brass ring.
Yeah, I'd say you're right about that. You have Vicki Davis coming on, don't you?
I do, and I love having her come on. She'll be again on with us tomorrow morning also.
Great. Well, I will let you get on to that then. And thank you for the time and information.
Well, thanks for calling in, William. Feel free to call anytime.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, folks. Well, that was our caller. Thank you very much for calling in. And again, the calling number is 866-841-1065. Whatever you give out, you'll get back. You'll notice that I don't chew anybody's heads off here, and I'm not trying to screen your call. So if you have something you want to ask, there's no question that's out of bounds. If I have an answer for it or can direct you in the right place, I'll give it my best shot. Let's go back and finish up those market reports and get into the news for the morning. Again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We see gold hammered down again. Now crab walking along in the 930 zone. I just glanced over at my other computer screen, and we see gold trading down in very close in the 920s, dipping down in there again. It's really under assault right now. So gold is trading 933.60, silver at $13.61 an ounce. Platinum was 1,169, and palladium at 252. Dropping down into the equities. Well, we'll have to pick up the equity market on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we're back once again, and let's just jump right in and close out the market reports for today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 12 points at 9,097, so it's pretty firmly set above 9,000 right now, and that's important. That's they're making great hay on that. The NASDAQ in the equities market, again, went up 8 points yesterday, closed out at 1,976. The S&P dropped 3 points and closed at 980. Crude oil, so far in the morning trading, off $1.56 a barrel, trading at $65.67. Your eyes peeled on that. Watch as the commodities all are in decline here as the equities and the financials drive up. The U.S. dollar index, the real problem here in all of this, 79.15, up 18 basis points, so far on the morning. In the foreign exchange rates, you know, we follow this little basket of currencies. You know, Timmy's got his tiptoe through the tulips, I guess it is, with his little basket of currencies. Well, we've got a basket of currencies that I like to follow as well, and that's the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc, for obvious reasons. That Canadian dollar was trading down, lost 56 basis points, trading at 92 cents, however, has unchanged as far as we're concerned. Again, in all of these foreign exchange rates, it's very important to understand that we're talking about points beyond the decimal point. The Canadian dollar, the exchange rate is 1.0865. That's your multiplier. And so very minor little basis points changes the news, and it changes how the markets react. And so even though you can load up on Canadian dollars for 92 cents a piece, there's other things happening at a smaller level, micro level, and we'll see about that when we get into this high-frequency traders article. The Mexican peso is trading at 8 cents, losing 34 basis points. The euro off 60 basis points at $1.41. There was a lot of ink spilled on that overnight. British pound off 48 basis points, trading at $1.64 U.S., and the Swiss franc losing 64 basis points as well, trading still at 92 cents. So you can see that even though there's wild swings here in these basis points up and down, the pennies per dollar, the trade rate for those of us that are buying small quantities is really insignificant. You talk about going on vacations or things like that, or holiday spending. It has nothing to do with these markets. We're talking about moving billions and billions. And at that point, these little decimal points add up to lots of money in a hurry. In the bond market, the 2-year bond is at 1.10% or 1.10%. The 10-year is at 3.64. The 30-year is at 4.50. So we see a pretty reasonable and logical stack there. Doesn't look bad in the bond market. In the mortgages, the 15-year residential mortgages, commercial loans, 4.87%. 487, and the 30 years at 541. So those are all stacking up fairly well. Everything looks pretty decent in that marketplace. Mostly we're just inside of a casino. It's a crapshoot. It's a crap game. And if you want to lose a lot of money in a hurry and get involved in these markets, this is not a place that you want to be. It's not user friendly. This is an article off Bloomberg by Halia Pavliva and Claudia Carpenter. We've read their articles before, titled "Gold Drops Most in 3 Weeks as the Dollar Rebounds and Silver Falls." Again, I've drawn this to your attention many times, that there is a tendency in these various and sundry writers. Every time gold goes down, they pull out one kind of verbiage, and every time gold goes up, they pull out another kind of verbiage. But this whole marketplace is rigged. It's inside. We're just playing around with a casino. And if you want to risk it, to get involved with it, well, that's your decision, your call. This is the no-spin market report here. I don't sell gold or silver. I'm not your broker or your guru. Okay, so let's go into the article here, July the 28th, Bloomberg. Gold fell the most in almost 3 weeks as the dollar rebounded against the euro. You can see that little teeny rebound. It's just an overnight thing. Gold and the dollar have moved inversely every month since April. Now, what are they talking about? Well, what we're talking about there is that when the dollar goes down, gold should go up. And when gold, or when the dollar goes up, gold typically goes down. And there was a many, many month period where that was not true. But we are seeing that return again into the system. So today we see the gold off $3.40, and we see the U.S. dollar going up, the dollar index going up 0.18. So that's what they're talking about. Gold and the dollar moved inversely. Continuing dropping down, it's rather painful to describe the moves in gold solely in the terms of the euro-U.S. dollar, but that is all that seems to be driving the gold price at the moment, close quote, said John Reed out of UBS AG's head. He's the head metals strategist in London, and he said in a report, quote, jewelry, physical investment, and ETF flows remain very quiet. Of course, there's a lot going on in the ETFs, but overall, it is remaining rather quiet. We've heard from India. Just ask yourself, how much gold have you bought in the last 30 days? And then you'll understand why physical investment is rather quiet. Gold futures for August delivery dropped 1660 or 1.7% to 939.70 an ounce by 12:12 p.m. on the COMEX division of New York Mercantile Exchange. A close at that price would mark the biggest drop for a most active contract since July the 8th. And then it just continues. It talks about congestion. A little bit here from John Nadler at Kitco. Not having gold at 1,050 at a time when the greenback is scraping the floor of 2009's index levels is not too good, said John Nadler, a Kitco Inc. senior analyst in Montreal. Quote, we are having to lean with the projections that call for a possible $100 break in the gold price following this rubber band congestion and the metal's inability to sail smoothly higher. So anyway, we're all looking to see the gold prices go up. They're artificially suppressed right now. They may be very artificially suppressed. They may even be $1,000 artificially suppressed. So we'll just have to wait and see. I am a bit of a gold bug, and I am interested in silver as well. I don't like the paper equities. I don't like paper anything. So you do what you want to do. But for me, I like to have physical possession, gold and silver. To me, that just sounds like a better plan. Here's another article off Bloomberg. High-frequency traders say speed works for everyone. Now, there's been a whole bunch of ink spilled on this. If you go up on YouTube and go to the C-SPAN archives and other places, you'll be able to find, if you type in high-frequency trading, quite a number of clips that you can hear more about this in greater detail. I'm not going to go into it too deeply because it's rather boring. But nonetheless, Frank Troy, the head of electronic equity trading products at Barclays PLC, says using computers to execute orders in milliseconds is no different than brokers jockeying for positions years ago on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. What are they talking about in all of this? What they're talking about is flash trading or high-speed trading, whereby locating a computer, your computer, or running programs right at the stock exchanges or in their data centers, you can have a millisecond, nanosecond kind of an advantage in the marketplace, and it's almost like insider trading or front running, which is fraudulent trading practice, but they're claiming that everybody's doing it, so just because everybody's doing it, we can all do it. In other words, everybody rapes their neighbor's wife, and because everybody's raping their neighbor's wife, then raping your neighbor's wife is okay. You have the logic there? That's the kind of a city of speech and a city of crime we live in the post-Leo Straussian world. Anyway, and I've mentioned that many times, and if you don't know who Leo Strauss is, there's a great book that was published by Shadia Drury, who gave you much insight as to who Leo Strauss is, University of Chicago. He was one of the various emigres, along with Jacques Maritain and Hannah Arendt, that were swept up out of Europe as a method of saving intellectual capital and brought to the United States to teach America's interest.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again, and the call-in number is and remains throughout the entire broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. If you recall yesterday, when we were visiting with Vicki Davis, she brought along some clips that we shared on air from a Dr. Ruth David. And there were three things that I took away from that clip more than anything else, where she gives these three basic principles underlying her strategy, which basically underlies our strategy now, because we have to respond to the things that are bringing on us and at us from above. But these are very important as we use them as yardsticks, if you will, analyzing various news and things. Think global, number one, all right? That's that old think global, act local. That goes all the way back to the earlier than the 60s, but certainly the 60s. Think global, act local. Of course, with Become Vocal Local, the idea is to block globalism as it transitions from global to local, and global becoming vocal local is not thinking globally, acting locally. It's the opposite or the antithesis of that. It's the very nemesis of globalism. So first here, again, think global. And then she said, think systems. And of course, whenever I hear the word system, I automatically add the useless tail, the extra M-E at the end of it. Just like program, add the M-E on the end of it, and then you have programs, and then you have systems. And all of that goes back to August Comte's positivism and we can understand it's the stem of positivism. Positivism, French, is positivist mentality, it's positive philosophy, positive polity, and a positive religion to go with it. Very, very closed loop there. But we think global, we think systems, and we think resilience. Resilience, that's chapter 7.59, right out of Agenda 21 again. All over again. Think resilience. Post-disaster or pre-disaster planning, post-disaster recovery, and the promotion of a culture of safety, the cult, the safety cult. All right? So we can use this idea then when we're looking at this article on high-frequency traders to get a better understanding of it. They're talking about policymakers asking whether the advantage of this high-speed electronic trading, whether this advantage has become too great for the so-called high-frequency traders whose programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-S, used here, but you could certainly throw in that extra M and E, those useless tales that come out of the British think tanks and the French language, and you will have a much better understanding of whose programs we're talking about, whose programs, systems, if you could put it in there, buy and sell shares up to 1,000 times faster than the blink of an eye. Defenders say the competition for profits that gave rise to today's rapid-fire execution has roots that span decades and has helped to reduce costs for investors. About 46% of daily volume is handled through high-frequency strategies, according to estimates by the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext. The world's largest owner of stock exchanges, the transactions are made by about 400 of the 20,000 firms trading stocks in the U.S. According to Tab Group, LLC, a New York-based financial services consultant, each makes bets, call it a casino, call it a crap game, and here the author, Edward Ortega, uses each place's bets, they make bets, each makes bets in hundredths of a second to exploit tiny price swings in equities and discrepancies in the futures market, options, and exchange-traded funds. And you think you're going to play this game as a day trader, sitting at your Mac at home. You're a lunatic to think you're going to succeed on this. The firms compete for a slice of $21.8 billion in annual profits from equities and derivatives markets, making and arbitrage, according to Tab. Among the largest are hedge funds Citadel Investment Group, LLC, the D.E. Shaw & Company, and Renaissance Technologies Corp., as well as the automated brokerages GetGo, LLC, Hudson River Trading, LLC, and Wolverine Trading, LLC. Ever seen a Wolverine in action? Humbling. Humbling. See the power in the viciousness of a Wolverine. Lots of brain power, the article continues. Rapid-fire strategies helped equity volume more than double in the U.S. since 2006 to a record 10.8 billion shares a day last year, the NASDAQ OMX Group Inc.'s data shows. High-frequency programs look for patterns in securities markets. A typical strategy is based on the likelihood that a stock rose over the past 20 hours will pair its gains, said Irene Aldridge, and it continues. Talks all about it. You want to find that article if you're an IT person, if you're interested in making yourself a little bit of do-re-mi in this very confusing time, if you've got your morality and your principles attached to your checkbook, you want to visit this website, www.bloomberg.com, and you can find this article in their exclusives section. It's the high frequency traders say speed works for everyone. Have a little bit of speed this morning as you bilk the other people in the marketplace. Well, there's a lot of energy going on here. Chuckie Schumer, New York's Chuckie Schumer, is coming out strongly against this, and we hear other people getting on board, other legislators and congressmen and senators getting on board on this. But remember, go back and check their voting record and see about their campaign contributions list before you take too much of this static to heart. Another one briefly and quickly. There's a lot of other things I want to talk about today. Bernanke, again off Bloomberg, Benjamin Bernanke may have to sacrifice lending powers or independence. He's being offered a choice. Well, it's not much of a choice. Sacrifice their ability, the Fed, to lend to their friends, or sacrifice their independence. It's kind of a choice that is coming down on them and at them. Whether that happens or not, we'll have to see. But July 29, Bloomberg, Craig Torres writes, the financial overhaul plan before Congress leaves the Federal Reserve in the business of lending to everyone from General Electric to investors in student loans. And that makes it harder for Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke to keep Congress from second-guessing what he does. Bernanke is trying to deflect a bill co-sponsored by 276 members of the House of Representatives. That would be Ron Paul's bill. That would require audits of central bank corporations, including monetary policy decisions by the Government Accountability Office. Audits wouldn't be consistent with independence, Bernanke said at a Kansas City town hall meeting July the 26th. I don't think the American people want Congress running the monetary policy. Well, maybe if Benjamin Bernanke would ever open up the Constitution and read it, he would see that that would be exactly 180 degrees out. Unless the Fed retreats from unlimited lending, Bernanke can expect such a result, said Marvin Goodfriend, an economist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. The more the Fed invades the domain of Congress by supplying credit to businesses and markets outside the banking system, the more Congress will seek a hand in monetary policy, said Goodfriend, a former advisor to the Richmond Fed. Central bank independence is incompatible over time with all but limited temporary last resort lending to banks, good friends said in an interview. The Fed's role in emergency lending needs to, quote, be clarified before the next crisis. Here's a little bit more. Congress may demand more say over the Fed's credit policies. Democratic Representative Paul Kanjorski of Pennsylvania is gathering signatures for a letter asking Bernanke to extend the term asset-backed securities loan facility. Well, there's a lot more to this particular article. Again, go up on the internet, play around a little bit. You might find a lot of very interesting clips to listen to gain a better understanding of that. Let's go from there to this and see over here. We got over there. Okay, yeah. Okay, here, somebody over there is coming into my box. This is an article out of the Encyclopedia Americana. This was published back in the 1950s. This is the publication date, but this article is probably much earlier than that. And just a little bit from it, I do want to go back over and continue with our man's role in changing the face of the earth, the symposium from Princeton. Before we go back to that, let's finish this little bit out of this article. I think you'll find it rather interesting. This is a very lengthy article, which we will come back to in the future, titled Fraternal Societies in America. A fraternal society is defined as a corporation or a voluntary association organized and carried on for the sole benefit of its members and their beneficiaries. It has no capital stock and it is not operated for profit. Every such society must have a representative form of government, isn't that curious? And is supposed to operate on the lodge system with a ritualistic form of work for the meetings of the lodges or other designated subordinate bodies. It has power to adopt its own constitution, bylaws, rules, and regulations for the orderly conduct of its affairs and, in general terms, may manage its interests as it may deem best. Pick up those fraternities and secret societies on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we've returned once again, and, you know, I not to necessarily blow my own horn, but I can certainly say with great certainty that all the years that I've been either a listener to International Shortwave or talk radio and internet talk radio, and a caller on the broadcast and a host on these broadcasts, I'm one of the only, perhaps the only one, I'm the only one that I've ever heard ever talk about pluralism. Pluralism. It's a terminology, it's an ism that you can go in and look up for yourself. Dive up on into your browsers, your Google, your Scroogle, your Dogpile, your Webferret, or however you browse the internet, fire up Firefox, and go find it. Go and find out about pluralism. It's a very clever, clever little adaptation in life. It helps to do end rounds around governments, and certainly these fraternal societies are part of this pluralistic society that the United States has become. And as they say, the best place to hide an elephant is in a herd of elephants, so also the best place to hide a secret society is in a pluralistic society filled with fraternal societies, especially in America and Europe. But again, from this same article, the encyclopedia, so many common things can be found in encyclopedias, the older ones. The newer ones that I have a 1994 Grolier's, and it's not worth the matches required to burn it, but it is a good reference when you want to see what the spin doctors have been doing. Nevertheless, back to the article here, the real basis of the fraternal system in the United States is the fraternal bond of union, uniting the members together in a common cause for mutual beneficial and protective purposes. The lodge system requires meetings of the members at least once a month and therefore directly tends to draw the members closer together. Every member thus participates in the work of the organization, and the emulations aroused among the different lodges naturally produce the best results at the least outlay. Now listen carefully to the encyclopedist as he writes these words. Bread caste upon the waters will return. And it is the act of casting that produces that wonderful change in the human heart which constitutes the return. A mother is fonder of her offspring than the father, and both parents love a crippled child more than the sturdy members of the flock, and the reason is the same. The mother suffers more and bears more than the father, and both do more for the cripple than for the healthy child. No one ever did a good deed or thought to do a good deed act without feeling the better for it, and thus no person ever did or can participate in the good work that the various lodges of the fraternities are engaged in without growing to love the work and the organization which does the work, the great work, the great work. Well, many of you have probably been Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Brownies. I was associated with the JCs for some time myself. I've been the president of the Seattle Junior Chamber of Commerce, also known as the JCs. Served two terms as the Washington State JC Speaker of the House. Got to understand all about the JCs. Won the Giessen Beer Award. It's an award that was, it's a founder's award. Henry Giessen Beer is the founder of the JCs. It's an award given to chapter presidents that excel in emulating the founder. I can understand a little bit about that kind of a fraternal group. I've been involved with lots of groups. But anyway, none of them like these. Here's a list. Just listen to the list. And then think about hiding your secret society within a list such as this. I'll give you some of the numbers, too, at the time that this article was written. Give you an idea, a sense, a feeling for the membership in these various fraternities. So as you get an idea of what you're looking at, internationally, as far as the numbers that would resist any motion or any drive to quash these secret societies or fraternities. Freemasons, 3,300,006 in the U.S. The Odd Fellows, 2,463,000 in the U.S. Modern Woodmen of America, 1,095,000. The Woodmen of the World, 2,005,000. The Knights of Pythias, and I'm just going to read now because these are all under a million. The Knights of Pythias, the Rechabites, Independent Order of, the Good Templars, the International Order of the Good Templars, the Loyal Order of the Moose, the Improved Order of Red Men, the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks, the Royal Arch Mason, the Order of Eagles, Ancient Order of United Workmen, Knights of Columbus, Order of Owls, the Maccabees, Ancient Order of Hibernarians, the Royal Arcanum, the Knights Templar, Independent Order of Foresters, Junior Order of United American Mechanics, the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, Foresters of America, Berith Abraham Order, Brotherhood of American Yeomen, Women's Benefit Association of the Maccabees, Knights and the Ladies of Security, Ladies Catholic Benevolent Association, the Loyal Orange Institution, the Tribe of Ben-Hur, the Order of Orioles, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, the Protected Home Circle, the Fraternal Aid Unit, the Mystic Workers of the World, the Knights of the Golden Eagle, the Court of Honor, United Commercial Travelers of America, Order of Gleaners, the Daughters of America, the Improved Order of Hepatosis, or something like that, Knights and the Ladies of Honor, the Catholic Mutual Benefit Association, the National Union, New England Order of Protection, Herman's Song, Ladies of the Modern Maccabees, Independent Order of B'nai B'rith, the Knights of Malta, the United Order of American Mechanics, Patriotic and Protective Order of the Stags, Veiled Prophets of the Enchanted Realm, the Fraternal Brotherhood, the Royal League, the Sons of St. George, the Order of the Ancient Druids, and smaller organizations for a total membership in the in America, the United States, at the time of this writing, prior to 1951, of 19,832,700. 1977. So there's a little bit of background on that. You can see we're running out of time on today's broadcast. In the first hour, we're going to go into this man's role in changing the face of the earth. We only have a few moments left. So I found another rather interesting article in the same encyclopedia volume, this one on entitled Free Negroes. That's right, Free Negroes in the United States. Again, this is published in the 1950s. This is what it has to say. In the United States, free Negroes. At the formation of the Union, these numbered about 60,000, nearly half of them in the South. But while there were few slaves in New England, and those dwindling, and less than 50% more than the free colored people north of Maryland, the South had more than 20 times as many slaves as freed men, and the system was extending. You notice throughout this article, listen carefully, the various ways that colored, the free colored population is described, free Negroes. There's going to be a clue in here that's going to be interesting to follow up on, but let's continue quickly. It says then, hence this section, again the South, began early to dread the free Negroes as an element always making their slaves discontented and possibly stirring them to revolt, a sentiment deepened into terror after the Santo Domingo massacres. State laws and constitutions were framed or amended to drive them from the states or re-enslave them, one method being to forbid emancipation by will and provide that free Negroes must choose masters or leave the state, and another to punish all penitentiary offenses of Negroes with reduction to slavery. The Colonization Society, it's one of these societies, derived its first impetus from this feeling, till it was seen to be a mere reinforcement of slavery. The laws for refusing to allow Negro merchant sailors to land, or even imprisoning them if they did, also caused much bad blood with the North. The quote-unquote black laws, the quote-unquote black laws, Google it, Scroogle it, browser it, web ferret it, the Black Laws reached their acme just before the Civil War, as did the personal liberty laws in the free states. So Google them both, Black Laws and the personal liberty laws. When the United States Constitution was formed, free Negroes could become voters in every one of the original 13 states except South Carolina and Georgia. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us for hour number two.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name is William Roberts, and it'll be William Roberts tomorrow as well. I do have news, some good news. Hard facts, always that, and maybe we'll even talk about workable solutions, but you know, kind of like a broken record, I always look to this establishment of the local voting precinct group as the most certain way of beginning to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and none of the founders of our system of government had in their mind political parties. As a matter of fact, they warned from the earliest days against parties and factions. And we can understand from our reading of these fraternal orders and our study of pluralism just why they would warn us against allowing parties and factions to rise up in our midst. Because we didn't listen to the advice of the people that wrote the instruction book, we find ourselves with a broken machine. Anyway, I strongly advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system, not for the purpose of creating a one-party system, not so that we can have 3 or 4 or 8 or 12 or 16 or 34 or 64 other splinter parties like they do in the socialist countries of Europe with their multi-party systems. No, not at all. The abolition of the political party system and the rooting out and ferreting out all of these various and sundry parties and factions that would like to transform the United States of America into a cesspool. Anyway, that's my point of view. So let's continue just closing out this article from the 1951 edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, an interesting article titled Free Negroes in the United States. And it closes out this way, that at the beginning of the Civil War, there were 487,970 free Negroes to 3,953,760 slaves. And then it says also, see Negro. It doesn't say see black, and it don't say see coloreds. It says see Negro. It doesn't say see African Americans. It says see Negro. Now, there's been a lot of flap, and rightly so, about Barry the Usurper's birth certificate, and I heard last evening on, I believe it was Lee Rogers' broadcast, or perhaps it was on Rob Chowda's broadcast with Jimmy X and Sean from Down Under, where apparently the officials in Hawaii are still claiming that Barry the Usurper's birth certificate is accurate. Of course, it calls him an African. And they're probably right. I wouldn't doubt at all that he is African. I just doubt that he was born in Hawaii. Very likely a Kenyan. But there's been a lot of obfuscatory linguistics wrapped up in this idea of stripping away from a sizable population in our country the use, the traditional and the historical use of the word Negro, and replacing it with this term black. Really, one of the first times that I really started to become exposed to this idea of black was back in the 60s with that communist salute, the upraised fist, all circled up in red, Black Power. You might remember that from the, those of us that are old enough to remember that, Black Power. Yeah. Anyway, there's history, and then there's revisionist history. We'll be back on the other side and look at man's role in changing the face of the earth.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and going back now and returning to this Princeton Symposium. It's the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. As I mentioned to our caller, William, from New York, earlier in the beginning moments of the broadcast, this was basically a Wenner Grin, Wenner, W-E-N-N-E-R, dash Grin, Foundation for Anthropological Research Symposium. And it's a very interesting symposium. I could go through a lengthy list of all of the contributors or participants in the symposium. Some were there physically, many just sent in their treatises. They were contributors to the symposium as authors of background paper, but some were not in attendance. But this lengthy, over 1,000 page book that was rebound for library use and donated to my library from a listener, by a listener, This one by E.A. Gutkind, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation, and of course, Lee Rogers on his broadcast in the evening hours and replayed right before this one, has for days been laying out very carefully his understanding of what is considered the moon hoax or the Apollo 11 landing and all of the various and sundry photographic and scientific questions that are on the plate still yet unanswered. And I did a one broadcast expose of my research and all of that, which I was followed into years and years ago when I was trying to answer that question for myself. And I just simply do not believe that we do have, nor are likely to have, the technology required to support life and even much of our scientific equipment anywhere other than in a very low Earth orbit around the Earth, within the atmosphere, well within our atmosphere, and not beyond it. Anyway, we'll see whether I'm right or whether I'm not right. But so far, I haven't been able to find anything scientific that could lead me to believe anything other than that my premise is correct. But here, Our World from the Air, Conflict and Adaptation, if we can understand that most all of the Star Wars technology being used to control, planned control, and to facilitate a GIS, GPS, global governance scheme, a global governance program, all of that is really predicted in this article, and much else, as well in this E.A. Gutkind, or Gutkind, G-U-T-K-I-N-D, the author, curiously enough, was also a member of the Control Commission for Germany. We've talked about this information control division that was brought into Germany to break the back of the German people and bring them into subjection. The Gutkind was in charge of physical planning. We talk about land use planning a lot. But it's bigger than just land use planning. It also has to do with industry and infrastructure, and we've been talking with Vicki Davis about this global infrastructure system and the internet and its expansion and its importance in all of this. But here, the beginning of this article again, just in reiteration, the perennial revolution. Remember when William called in this morning, we talked a little bit just in passing on Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels' revolution and counter-revolution published back in the 1840s, 1850s time period. But he titles this section of his treatise, The Perennial Revolution, and here it is, Man and Nature, are the twin agents of the perennial revolution. In other words, it's every year, it's continuous, it never stops, which shapes and reshapes the face of the earth and the character of man's activities. And he continues and he says, this struggle, at times violent and sporadic, at other times gentle and consistent, but forever demanding a new response to new challenges, activates the potential energies of man and nature, molding them into a grand pattern of advance or retreat, of creative interaction, of disastrous antagonism, and of promise or failure. And again, he says that the conquest of air, or the air, enables mankind for the first time in its history to experience this interaction in all its innumerable ramifications, a new scale in time and space. And he says that today, and again this was 1950s, contemporary with our encyclopedia here, also open on my desk, today we can look at the world with a God's eye view. Now there has been a desire among men to raise themselves up to the level of God for thousands of years. And we covered some of that when we talked about world civilizations from the college textbook that was prepared by Edward McNall Burns, World Civilizations, and we studied from that. But let's jump in here and go forward in this study. This section is titled Chains of Transformations. Our world from the air is a kaleidoscope jumble of natural and man-made features. And yet, in this seemingly inextricable chaos, order out of chaos, there can be discerned a few trends, a few principles, and a few indications which bind all parts together in one grand pattern of transformations similar in essence and sequence. This veneer, a very thin piece of wood, a coating, this veneer spread by a divine designer over the earth and inlaid with an infinite variety of shapes, materials, and colors reflects the finest oscillations of man's aspirations and achievements, of his failures and frustrations, and of his understanding, but also of his ruthless disregard for nature. This is the first work in this lengthy symposium, listeners. And in this work, we're going to set up the framework for basically the rest of the story. The underlying trends form an indivisible unity in space and time if we apply the right yardstick. That is, a long-term and a long or large-scale evaluation. Then, chains of transformation become visible and something like an organic and integrated process of development emerges from the ever-renewed adaptation of the environment to human needs and of man to his environment. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of the stretch.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and create a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back once again. As I learned a long time ago from William Cooper, who first put these words in my mind, words do have meanings, and their meanings are important, as is how they are used. And so when we hear what the material that I'm reading today, you might, if you're a younger listener, you might say, well, what's all this about? It sounds like, you know, sounds like your daddy's talk radio. What's new about any of this? Well, words do have meanings, and their meanings are important, but also we need to learn to get in the habit of putting our words in their proper perspective. As I've shared on the broadcast many times, I like to start in the dictionary when I'm going into a new topic, and then move from the dictionary into the encyclopedias, and then allow the dictionaries and the encyclopedias to give me clues to go out to the various authors to gain greater insight into the mind of the encyclopedist, but at the same time, those authors then lead you to the next levels of understanding. It makes a very complex fabric, but it's a very solid fabric when we start to go back and think on philosophically radical concepts like global governance, for instance, an extreme philosophical endgame. So, again, continuing from this article, and here I'm going to interrupt before I say the next words, is that many of you out there may have heard of the term communitarianism or communitarian law. And there's a writer, researcher, Nikki Rapana, out there, who's done a goodly amount of research into this and has brought into internet chatter anyway knowledge of a man named Amitai Etzioni. And so for those of you that browse the internet, I've given you some clues. There's a website that Nikki Rapana has, if my memory serves me right, it's the Anti-Communitarian League, ACL perhaps. I can't give you more than that, but that's what I believe, if my memory tells me it is, the Anti-Communitarian League. And she blogs and other things. But we're just going to go into a section now that lays the foundation for what is communitarianism and where might it have come from. Continuing from our treatise by Gutkind, in broad outlines, three principal chains of transformation can be distinguished. And of course, if you can see my books, especially this one, you see that it's underlined in red and highlighted in yellow and pink with post-it notes stuck on every kind of a which way to Sunday on the pages, with notes and cross-references to other texts and other ideas and things that are not found in the index so that I can work my way back to these books and figure out more about it. But anyway, he says, in broad outlines, three principal chains of transformation can be distinguished. So the heads up to the listener, to the reader, is now we need to listen for these three principal chains. The most general is the change in the interaction of man and environment from an, quote, I, capital I, dash, thou, close quote, to an, capital I, dash, it, close quote, relationship. Now, if you're listening, who understands what I mean when I say I, thou, I, it? Who came up with that? Who are we invoking when we use that and close it in quotes? It takes a lot of research and lots of reading to make the very most out of your studies. It just is a growing thing. It's not something that can be done overnight. It takes many, many, many years to be able to, if they say, the Bible thumpers go, to rightly divide the word. All right. But when I see the I, thou, and the I, it, I recognize the philosopher. So let's go on, and I'll tell you who it is if you don't know. The second chain of transformation is the more explicit in character. Well, before I go there, let me go back. Think about how profound that thought is. I, thou, I, that, it, in the interaction between man and environment. I, thou invokes the long-held Christian belief, 2,000 years. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thou, capital T-H-O-U, thou, I, thou, a relationship with man and his God, capital G, God in this case, thou, capital T, I, thou, versus even perhaps more deistic in implication or atheistic in application, or perhaps even agnostic, no recognition of God, in the I-it relationship. A transformation from I-thou to I-it. Let's continue. The second chain of transformation is more explicit in character. It shows man's reactions to his environment in successive stages. When you see these words, stages of man's development, first think Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E, Auguste François Marie Xavier Comte, the disciple of Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint-Simon, who some credit the establishment of French socialism with, although Fourier is a stronger candidate in my mind, and others. But these successive stages invoke here in this writing, to me, and in, by the author, and we'll get to more of that, his understanding of and use of, if not application or adherence to, the concept of positivism. So anyway, man's reaction to his environment in successive stages, ranging from fear and defense to confidence and aggressiveness, and finally to growing understanding and responsibility. You see, he's showing three successive stages, and these are the three stages outlined by Auguste Comte in his positive philosophy. And because of his choice of terminology, fear and defense, being man ruled by his priesthoods, by his priests, the idea of confidence and aggressiveness, this is the transition into the metaphysical stage of man's development, advanced by Auguste Comte. And finally, to growing understanding and responsibility, this invokes in my mind the third stage proposed by Auguste Comte, the transition into that final stage, the positive stage of human development, where we set aside all metaphysical and theological arguments and we move forward basically in science. In a world where everything being relative is the only absolute. The theory of relativity. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and we'll continue right where I left off. I broke off in the middle of a lengthy sentence here. And again, I'll just start from the beginning of that sentence and read it. The second chain of transformation is more explicit in character. It shows man's reactions to his environment in successive stages, ranging from fear and defense to confidence and aggressiveness, and finally to growing understanding and responsibility. And here we'll pick up where we left off. Always guided by two complementary forces of instinct and reason, and resulting in unconscious or conscious control of man's efforts toward systemization. So much in one paragraph, very brief paragraph, two sentences, three sentences, lengthy, but only three sentences so far. And in it, we're bringing out profoundly radical philosophical concepts that will then go on to steer the many, many pages of this paper prepared for this symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth. The first paper published in this book of 1,000-plus pages. So there's a lot in here now. The two complementary forces, instinct and reason. The age of reason. Instinct and reason, resulting in unconscious and or conscious control. It's always control, you know. It's all about control. Of man's efforts towards systematization. Hard word to say, easy to read. But remember again this phrase given by Dr. Ruth David in the clip we heard. Think global, think systems, think resilience. Now this book, this treatise, back in 1955, published probably, perhaps, at the time that Dr. Ruth David here was in swaddling clothes or had not yet joined us on the face of the planet. And yet, years later, she's still advancing these very same principles. And in 1955, when this symposium happened, they're 100 years advanced from the time that Auguste Comte was writing his system of positivism. Let's continue. But again, this efforts towards systemization. The third chain represents the widening scale and the changing experience of space, the latter intimately related to the notion of the universe, a notion of a universe. The third chain, the widening scale and the changing experience of space, the latter intimately related to the notion of the universe or the universal or the Catholic or the Unitary or the Unitarians. And so much more could go be said on all of that. Now, before I go on to more about the three chains now, we go back to who is I, thou, I, it. I, thou, I, it is Martin Buber. Who was Martin Buber? I'll leave that for you to look it up. But when we study these various chains of transition and transformation, especially when studying philosophers or these philosophically radical notions such as universe or conscious and unconscious and more, reason and instinct, etc., I, thou, and I, it, we need to make sure that we follow the chain properly so that we're not led into error. Not so much to be ever learning that we never come to the knowledge of the truth, because this stuff can absolutely consume you. But just so that we're not led into error by hasty judgment calls. But if you can follow from Socrates, who wrote nothing, through Plato, and then into Aristotle and move forward, then we can also understand that without knowing the predecessor, without knowing whose disciple was whom, without knowing who we are and whose we are, we can be led into error. And so in this particular case, I, thou, I, it, we need to understand who was Martin Buber. Well, Martin Buber was, at least in part, a disciple, if you will, or one who studied, a man named Feuerbach, a German philosopher. And Feuerbach was a student of or a disciple of William Friedrich Hegel, a German philosopher. And Hegel was a student of or a disciple of Immanuel Kant. And we have this chain of transformation in thought then that goes down from Kant, and we need to go before him, but we can start with Kant, K-A-N-T, and go Kant, Hegel, Feuerbach, Buber. Well, Buber, after Israel was created whole cloth out of the box of rocks in the Middle East, went there and taught in the universities. And Buber's disciple was a young man whose name was Amitai Etzioni, who then came to the United States from Israel, spent time in Berkeley, went to Columbia, I think into Georgetown, and has been influential in continuing this transformation of our relationship with our property through these various and sundry global planning processes. Alternately, if we can understand the influence that was had on Auguste Comte from his predecessor, if you will, his mentor, the guy that gave him his start, Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon, or Saint Simon, who then also started a group known as the Saint Simonians, who then had a big blowdown drag out with the Rothschilds. But if you can understand how this process works, it goes from Saint Simon to Auguste Comte and John Stuart Mill, whose father was James Mill, who was the disciple of Jeremy Bentham. And so what we see here is an English brotherhood or an English fraternity of philosophical thought that was being created at the same time that this German line of reasoning was being created. And so you have from Kant to Hegel, and Hegel to Feuerbach, and Feuerbach to Buber, and Buber to Amitai Etzioni, going to the east, coming to the west coast of the United States of America. And on the other hand, you have Saint Simon, who was fighting at the Battle of George Washington at Yorktown and was the last one given the Order of Cincinnatus, wore it throughout the rest of his life, his little badge, just like Adolf wore his Iron Cross. But you go from there in this idea of the new freedom, this republicanism that was developed in the colonies here, right back to France again, and you go from Simon, St. Simon, to Comte, and then over to England, and then from England through all of the various and sundries there, all the way over to the East Coast of America. Basically coming at us in a pincher grip, if you will. Both of them super social scientists, planners of a new Republic of the West, a global system. Both thinking globally, thinking systems, and thinking resilience, as Dr. Ruth David said. So this third chain then represents the widening scale and the changing experience of space, the latter intimately related to the notion of the universe. These three chains of transformation illustrate together, and each in its own right, the fulfillment of the basic human needs of shelter, food, work, and social intercourse. Consequently, the significance of each chain of transformation should be evaluated in relation to these four basic needs. And remember, Maslow comes in all of this as well. These three principal chains of transformation and these four basic needs of human nature form an insoluble whole, and as human nature is everywhere fundamentally the same, they produce in similar conditions also similar results. Right back.
Heart
related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we have returned, and there's an unmistakable link between Mr. Gutkind here, probably German, and Martin Buber, German Jew, and their philosophies are being shared here, blended together. But there are many others that are going to be invoked. Malthus comes to mind immediately when we start talking about these the basic human needs of shelter, food, and work, and their social intercourse. Of course, we can bring in social Darwinism into a lot of this too. And a lot of the mysteries about man raising himself to the level of the little g god. Believing himself to be wiser than God, he worships not the creator, but emulates the creation. Unaware that he's part of the creation, you know, but that's gets off into a theological debate. We needn't go there. This is fascinating enough. Here we go. It says, these three principal chains of transformation again, and these four basic needs of human nature form an insoluble whole. Of course, things like that, you need to go and prove it out. We listen to everyone. We read anything. We believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research, and so you'd need to go back and see whether or not that indeed and in fact forms an insoluble whole, but taking it on face value and proceeding. He says, and as human nature is everywhere fundamentally the same, they produce in similar conditions almost similar results. though for an experienced eye, these may seem to differ considerably. We're back to this experienced eye, the all-seeing eye, observing man from above. August Comte visualized putting man in a petri dish and sliding him under the telescope or the microscope, whereas here we're now advancing into this new time frame where man looks out from his petri dish with a telescope into the heavens, and then once he finds himself up in the clouds, and certainly no higher, not much anyway, looking down, then he can be as God or gods or angels or archangels and see what man has wrought on the planet Earth. And from that perspective, all of these various and sundry global controls started to become firmly fixed in the discourse of the science community. Continuing, he says, there are, of course, still other possibilities of systematizing the transformations, again, global systems, resilient. There are, of course, still other possibilities of systematizing the transformations through which the interaction of man and nature has passed and is likely to pass in the future. But those suggested above are, as will be seen, the most comprehensive land use planning, and the most formative relations between the two contestants. In other words, a contest between man and nature. Well, there is a contest between man and nature. So many will carelessly speak of self-sufficiency, when at no time in recorded history have I ever been able to find a people or a person that was self-sufficient. Self-reliance is an admirable thing. It's a motivating goal. But no man is an island to himself, and no people can be self-sufficient. Self-reliance. It's a word game. Logical positivism speaks to that. The use of language as merely symbols in a symbolic language game. Symbolic logic. Computing systems. Symbolisms. Continuing here, he continues, one, the transformation from an I-thou to an I-it relationship is evident in the changing interdependence of man and nature and of group in individual. Interdependence. Again, the younger people might be saying, well, why are we even covering this? Because we're introducing language at the highest level at Princeton in a symposium, bringing together writers and thinkers and advancers and stinkers from all over the globe. And this concept of interdependence, which comes and can be found in the Soviet Constitution as well. Interdependence. The transformation from an I-thou to an I-it relationship, and also in 1955, Amitai Etzioni has not risen yet. And so Martin Buber and his philosophy is still driving the day, at least for Mr. Gutkind. The transformation from an I-thou to an I-it relationship is evident in the changing interdependence of man and nature and of group and individual. These two aspects belong together, and the results of this unity and of this change can still be seen today. The layout of tribal villages, of old towns in Europe and Asia, the ancestral graves interspersed between the settlements of the living generation in China, the pyramids and the temples of Egypt, Mexico, and the Far East, the rival symbols of church and castle dominating the skyline of medieval towns. All these bear witness to the intimate and direct I-thou relationship between man and nature and man and man. When this relationship became indirect and estranged, when it turned into an I-it relationship, disintegrating the symbolic and magical bonds between man and environment and upsetting the oneness of man's functional and personal life, the growing abstractness and the ensuing disunity produced the amorphous character of all modern towns. and villages and the harsh and purely utilitarian attitude toward nature. Of course, when we use the term utilitarian, we need to think so Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and the others that brought that concept of utility, the greatest good of the greatest number, the happiness principle, Francis Hutcheson, and others all need to come to mind there. But we're seeing a change, this transformation from I, thou, man and the creator of the universe and all of his theological and metaphysical underpinnings, to into this new positivist I-it relationship. And we can understand that when we look at from above to below. As we look down our noses at the human settlement developments on the face of the earth. From the seat of an aircraft or from a low Earth orbiting satellite with high-tech cameras and recording equipment, transmitters and things like that that won't function outside of the atmosphere. A juxtaposition of air views of the I, thou, and I, it periods reveals at a glance the tremendous impact of this changed state of mind upon all present works of man. So if you think of land use planning and codes and code councils and building inspectors and green building and green technology and all of that as being simply bricks and mortars. But if we look into it, we find a religion. We find a new faith. We transition from I, thou to I, it. A juxtaposition of air views of the I, thou, and the I, it period reveals at a glance the tremendous impact of this changed state of mind upon all present works of man. The anonymous despotism of modern society has destroyed the organic interdependence of villages and fields and the organic clarity of all places where human beings congregate, also human development settlements. The only unity that still exists is a unity of disorder. If we want to open a new chapter in the history of mankind's relationship to nature, we should try to understand the fundamental character of the change from an I-thou to an I-it attitude. And we'll pick this up again and continue our study of these early thinkers and stinkers. But do realize that right where you are, in your towns, in your voting precincts, in your towns and in your cities, and in your states, is where you can be most effective blocking this transformation. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.